traditional view, based on the chronology of a chronological order of Book of Revelation, it would go like this. You got the Bema Seat judgment of the saints, then you have the judgment of the nations, then you have the thousand-year reign of Christ, and then you have the great white throne judgment of the unrighteous at the end. That's pretty much the way that the traditional thinking or traditional view is today. Okay? An example of the chronological view is based on Revelation 20, verse 1 through 6, which mentions a thousand years five times, and then in verse 7 continues, and when the thousand years are expired. Now, since the great white throne judgment is mentioned several times later, or several verses later, then that seems to apply that it's going to be after the thousand-year reign, just because it's mentioned after. But just because I mentioned something several verses later doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to happen in chronological order later. I could be talking about an event and then mention it verses or even chapters later, but it doesn't mean that it's going to happen that far later. It could be something, a flashback, where I'm talking about something that happened way before that. Got me so far? Let's take a look at another one. Say, the islands and mountains are destroyed twice in the book of Revelation, in Revelation 6:14 and 16:20. It is the same occurrence with additional scripture buildup. You know, if the islands and the mountains are flattened and destroyed, then they're flattened and destroyed. You know, do they just kind of swell back up again, like, here we come back up again? And then they have to be done again. If they're destroyed, they're destroyed. So it's not two different times that it's happened, but it's just given scripture buildup. And so there's much of this throughout the book of Revelation. It is very common for contemporary writers to leap forward or backward in time. Same thing with the book of Revelation. You see it constantly when you're watching movies. They'll give you a whole flash forward at the end of the movie and how it's going to end, and then they'll come back and then they'll start off with what is really happening, and then by the end of it, it'll be like, well, I thought it was going to happen this way. It's nothing like what I thought. It is reasonable to assume that Revelation 20, 11 through 15 refers to the same period of time as does the thousand years of verses 1 through 6. If this is correct, then a non-traditional view of the coming judgment could be as follows. You have the present administration, which is what we live in right now. Then Christ returns, Bema Seat judgment with the saints and with the rewards. Then we have the millennium white throne judgment, which lasts for 1,000 years and then eternity. Does that make more sense? I mean, with all the stuff that we've studied so far regarding Jesus Christ being ordained to be the judge, and he's going to come in judgment throughout from the time he appears and throughout the time he's going to be here, and then the white throne judgment takes in the entire 1,000-year period. Let's look at some other scriptures and compare this 1,000 millennium judgment, if it's the same thing as the white throne judgment. In Revelation chapter 6 and in verse 14. Revelation 6 and in verse 14. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Got that? All right, now if we compare Revelation 20, verse 11, and it says, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. All right. Compare that with, and the heaven departed as a scroll. Same thing, said in two different ways. When did it happen? Well, this here is showing it's happened at the beginning of Revelation. This one here is all the way at the end in verse in chapter 20. And there was found no place for them. Which indicates that the great white throne judgment could be the same as Jesus Christ's judgment throughout the entire 1,000-year reign. Just because it's used at the very end doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to happen at the very end. Just more information given of the same event. The opening of the sixth seal of Revelation 6:14 occurs at the beginning of Christ's return, which speaks of the mountains, islands being moved out of their places. And this compares with chapter 20, verse 11, because of a similar wording of the earth and heaven during the timing of the great white throne judgment. There are other quotes in the vision of Revelation and Daniel's prophecy of the end of this present age. This one here is that no place was found for them. And this reference in Revelation describing the white throne judgment suggests that it may refer to the same event. Look at this one here in Daniel. Hold your finger in Revelation 20 and then go to Daniel chapter 2, verse 35. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them, and the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. Now, let's compare that to Revelation 20:11. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. Two events, identical or separate. I'll leave that up for you to decide. Other scriptures regarding this same subject are recorded in Daniel, which speaks of the Messiah's return to earth just prior to the millennium reign, when the books will be opened. Both Daniel and Revelation speak of these same events. And these also suggest that the books that will be opened, including the Book of Life, are opened twice, once at Christ's return and again after the millennium, or that the millennium judgment and the great white throne judgment are the same. That's only two choices you have. So we'll compare them, and then you make the decision. The term here is, and the books were opened. In Daniel chapter 7, we're looking at 7 in Revelation 20. Daniel 7:10, a fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousand thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were open. What does that sound like to you? The judgment, right? And the books were open, all right? Now let's look at Revelation 20, verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the Book of Life. So is this a separate event or the same event with more information? Scripture buildup. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. But yet at the same time, when they were judged, it says, and another book was opened, which is the Book of Life. See that? Okay. See, shortly after Jesus Christ returns to earth, the saints will be judged and rewarded at the Bema. Then Jesus and the saints will begin the millennium judgment. It appears that the great white throne judgment and the judgment of all mankind during the millennium reign are the same. I mean, that's what it appears to me from what I can derive from studying this. You might study it tomorrow, find out something different, call me up or write me a letter and say, hey, look, this is I found something that points in a different direction. But from what I've been able to study and determine, Jesus Christ was ordained to be the judge. God's not going to do the judge. Jesus Christ is going to be doing it. When he comes back, it says he's going to judge when? At his appearing and during the judgment. And it also says that we are going to be a part of dishing out this judgment and governing the world. This judgment is going to be more than just at the end of time, and then they're going to have a final sentence pronounced, and everybody that's bad going to be in this corner going to just be dropped into a lake of fire. But to me, to be able to have people say in Sodom and Gomorrah, maybe they did not hear about Jesus Christ. You know, the things that I've heard about Sodom and Gomorrah, I don't like. I've already have drawn a conclusion. I've judged them. That man, they all the thing they need is to be out of here into the lake of fire. That's the way I pretty much pronounced them a long time ago. But now that I looked at this from God's grace and mercy, and the way that if they had heard about the Lord Jesus Christ and some of the things regarding Jesus Christ, they would have repented possibly, just like Tyre and Sidon and others. You know, so those people are going to get an opportunity to believe. Some may not. Others may. I believe in our administration, those who are given the opportunity to believe and don't, I don't think they're going to have a second chance. I don't believe they're going to have a second chance. But if they're even in our administration, if they haven't had the opportunity to believe, and they're off in some dark nation like Africa, the way that maybe some of them are, there is no exposure to the Word of God. Is God just going to say, oh, you had a chance, you know, I'm just going to blink at that? No, I don't believe that. I believe everything is through Jesus Christ. And then so they will be resurrected and they will be given an opportunity, just like you and me. No difference. It's all freedom of will. Many will be raised to be instructed regarding the gospel of Jesus Christ for the very first time. Some will respond favorably and others just will not respond favorably. But they will be cast into the lake of fire at Gehenna, at Jerusalem. Again, I do not suggest a second chance. I suggest giving everybody a chance and believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says in Romans chapter 10, verse 14, and how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? Somebody's got to deliver the message, even to the ones in the past that haven't. I believe Scripture teaches that if any one individual squanders his opportunity to believe, such as Judas, he will be judged and consigned to the lake of fire. I think he had a pretty good opportunity. I think his opportunity is probably already passed. And so he'll be raised to face judgment, allowed to briefly view the glorious millennium kingdom, and then return to the grave. That's just the way I see it. If anybody else sees it any different, please let me know. I would like to have some response from any of the things that I've taught up to this point and throughout the rest of the day. Anytime that you want to write, and because we're not in this thing by ourselves, I encourage and would like to have anybody which searches this stuff, studies this stuff, sees this stuff, reads this stuff. God works in you, Christ in you. I mean, he can reveal things to you. He reveals things to everybody, you know, so we can work together on this and get a better handle on this stuff. So anytime you have anything, please feel free to write to me regarding it. And so let's take another break. We'll come back with part 4.